understand. But we live there. We have to put up with all the violations that go on, all the amenities, blah, blah, blah. The drill.
You know, I, if I were a permanent resident there, I would be, in your case, I would be.
You'd be standing here.
Yes. But yes. And on the other
but hand. But if you were an investor.
On the other hand, if you were an investor and they were told this was okay to do, well, why not jump at the chance to do that?
I understand.
So I see both sides, and I don't think there's a. It just got way out of hand before anybody did anything.
But the written stuff is there. The codes are the codes.
Well, that needs to be between.
And that's up to y'all here.
Yeah, not the code.
That's
we don't
the legal
enforce
part. The code. We don't enforce the codes.
No. I know you don't enforce them, but you make the decision,
how
yes
long,
or no, on a permit.
How long have they been nightly rentals out there? How long have you had your property?
We bought initially in 2007 or something like that.
That's when it started. That's when the properties were there.
Yeah.
Well,
possibly even before that.
It started before that, I think. Like,
yeah. Well, I'm not aware of anything.
2010.
And those were so, not really general nightly rentals. They were like used for to encourage people to buy properties, my understanding, that some of the villas on the back side. So, you know, it was not really a night, but all of a sudden this explosion of investors is like, whoa. Anyway.
Well, in 2010, you had nightly rentals. And this is 2017.
I understand.
And it seems like everybody has got along up to a certain point here. What has went on between all of you until it's called?
There was four or five, maybe, active nightly rentals.
By the developer.
Let's let your husband talk, please.
Four or five nightly rentals.
But I'm not trying to be rude, ma'am, but if we get three or four people talking, we can't get nothing heard. So
well, I'll gladly turn it over to her.
Well, one of you can talk, but okay. It's kind of hard for us to listen to both of you.
I'd like to hear from our applicant. Yeah, you want to address some of these?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it was 2007 when we purchased the home. We actually were given the opportunity to rent through the developer.
Who was?
We were also
who was the developer?
Branson Creek.
Branson Creek.
And quite frankly, we were also. They had flyers up at the Murder Rock Golf Course on a stand, and that professional golf professional actually solicited our property to rent out. So that was a big part of it. Absolutely.
Unfortunately, I believe it was marketed to whatever they felt like you were interested in my opinion. I don't know that, but I think if they thought you were interested in they marketed it that way. If they thought you wanted to be a permanent resident, I believe they marketed it that way. And I don't know that, but in my mind, I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
I don't doubt that.
Deal, you know, and I'm sorry for that. And that's what I say, it makes it tough on us because we feel for him, we feel for you.
So well,
it's something like Doug said that's probably going to be settled higher up than
yeah,
planning and zoning.
The question I asked in 2010, you had nightly rentals and houses.
Everybody got along.
And you were getting along.
Correct.
So now what stirred all this up to begin with?
All of a sudden, there's 28 of them.
The letter.
Is that the reason, or 28 of them, or is it? Are there something else going on? I'm asking you.
Oh.
Because we need to know. What's the
well, then the permanent residents don't have can't access the amenities, and all of a sudden we got four wheelers all over the damn neighborhood, going up and down the trails, you know, and through the neighborhood, ATVs, boats parked everywhere. It exploded.
That's all because, from the nightly rentals people.
Yeah, since about 2010.
Yeah,
but now, like 2 or 3 years ago, it just went berserk. And I understand everybody's here to make a buck. I understand that. I'm here to live in Taney County permanently and a nice, serene life.
We understand that.
We understand both sides here.
Okay. The only reason we do this is for the money.
I know. It's all about
I'd like
money.
To give the redheaded lady a chance to speak here. I told her she could talk earlier. I'll keep putting her off on the burner.
Okay, my name is Lisa Geary, and I'm going to not repeat some of the things I have in here because Karen has already done some of the things. The Tim Mahoney letter is what caused the explosion, and we know that that letter has been rescinded. I have a 35-year background in real estate. I've worked as a paralegal. So what has happened in the past doesn't matter. When someone turned their head, it doesn't matter. We've all been told different stories. I was told no nightly rentals, okay? What matters now is what is of record and what you guys should be following, and that is where I have a problem. The maps, the plats, everything for this subdivision were not ever and are not now ever shown approved for nightly rentals. In addition to that, with your guidance code, those two elements alone should have had negative votes on all 16 of those properties. Very easily, your county attorney provided an opinion based on the special use of that development that no nightly rentals were allowed. Because Bob Atchley did not want just one opinion, they spent more of the county's money and they went to a big firm in Kansas City who again gave you a second opinion that said nightly rentals are not now and have never been allowed in Branson Creek. Those two factors alone should have, if you would have read your packets or done your homework, looked at all the information that we as just homeowners ourselves have been able to obtain, would see it's very black and white. Nightly rentals should never have been approved. I will specifically say, because I have been to a few of these meetings, and it seems that you allow some things to go through, kind of turn your head. I will use the 65 roller coaster. You made these guys come through with plats and where their lines were going to be, what their things were, coasters were going to be, and yet you sat here and approved 16 applications, which I've looked through myself. Not one of them was complete. No square footages, no plats, no areas for parking. I live very close to this. There is no way four cars are ever going to fit on that driveway. And it shouldn't have been approved anyway because it's not allowed per what is of the record and in the law for the Taney County. That's what needs to be going on here. If a rapist doesn't get caught until he's raped 10 times, it doesn't mean the other 9 times he wasn't a rapist. So what has happened in the past is chaos, whatever. It is the past. What we're charging you with or asking you is to do the right thing and look at what the documents are on file. And make your decisions accordingly. The 65 roller coaster, you hounded them about access in and off of 65 for the public safety, yet you allowed hundreds of strangers coming into our neighborhood week after week with no concerns for our safety. How is that fair or equitable? Public safety is public safety. Again, when we asked Scott about the county, do you let any other business go in? Do you hair salon's going to be a hair salon and it turns into a massage parlor because you didn't inspect it? You can't do business like that. A business is a business. If this is going to be done as a business, it needs to be inspected as a business. Personally, you added insult to injury by leaving us to police this. And yet, you're not going to enforce or give us the ability to police it. If you're not going to make sure that every single one of those things on a use permit is there, how are we supposed to call? Our attorneys of records have said, hey, call the police department, call the fire department, call whoever you have to 20 times a day, because that's what our taxpayer dollars are for. That's a waste of our time and money. Again, these properties should have never been approved. I want to bring to your attention the things that go on in this county that are unheard of. At a recent Western Taney County Fire District meeting, the agent for approximately 12 of the properties, Sunset Nightly Rentals, asked the fire department to give them a 2-year pass on the fire suppression systems when your permits required 120 days. I'm a homeowner. How does he have a right to go in and ask for a 2-year stint? And you can go back to those minutes if you want to check those Western. We have a person that actually went to that meeting. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It's not a matter of if a tragedy happens. It's a matter of when a tragedy happens. Branson is just not an entertainment mecca, but home to many retired and semi-retired people who want to enjoy the peacefulness and splendidness of the Ozarks. We purchased our home specifically because we did not want to be in a community that allowed nightly rentals. Some of the residents of this community bought at the high end of the market and simply can't afford to lose $40,000 and move somewhere else. The full-time residents who feed this economy year-round are entitled to a home that is free from this sort of enterprise. As for me, I'm coming out of semi-retirement so that I can earn enough money to take the loss on my home and move on. My family and I do not want to work and pay taxes in a county where we are simply left to the wolves, and I don't mean the animal kind. No more nightly rentals in Branson Creek until this mess can be cleaned up. Thank you.
Thank you. Karen, did you want to speak again?
I did. I'm the one that has done a lot of research on this.
Reading the guidance code from top to bottom, backwards and forwards, and I even had to give the code number to the commission to the planning and zoning about where the contact information had to be posted inside and outside. So we do need to enforce these, and it didn't go wild until 2015. The developer was bringing in prospective buyers starting in 2010. Anyone that bought in 2007, other than apparently Mr. Glazer, were told no nightly rentals. That didn't happen until they did go to Murder Rock Golf Course, and the person in charge there, he did run the rentals through Fieldstone Villas Management Inc. No, LLC. So this didn't happen to us. And the reason we didn't ever have a problem with it and file anything is because it didn't explode till 2015. The summer of 2015. So it isn't for the lack of us getting involved, us residents getting involved. It didn't show up until 2015. So we really appeal to you to not approve nightly rentals in Branson Creek community, and that those that have been approved, when they don't get their, they can't comply in 120 days, that it be revoked and never be brought forward again as a nightly rental application. So that is our response to it's always been going, or why did it take so long for you to get here? And that's the explanation, because it didn't happen until that letter to Tim Mahoney that was issued September 24th or 26, 2014. It was given to the investors. The investors started buying in there. In the year after that, 2015, usually in the summer, we were inundated. I mean, 165 and 167 North Tuscany, they were rented as a unit, the same owner, Hill Properties. Hill Property didn't show up tonight for 167. It's rented. It's rented right now. And it's unfortunate that the administrator made a decision that they could continue to rent, even though they had not fulfilled all the obligations. That doesn't mean that right now you have to accept that. You can make the decision that they don't get to rent, that we can turn them in. We can go to the prosecuting attorney. In 120 days, if those requirements are not fulfilled, I ask and I plead that they be...
Hey, Karen, can I clarify? That 120 days, that decision of record, that could be recorded tomorrow. That is just their decision of record. They have 120 days to Correct. Record that.
Correct.
There's no stipulations of meeting any requirement whatsoever. They could file it tomorrow.
Right, and I understood that. And
then have not found